In its report, Amnesty International says women and girls throughout the world suffer disproportionately from violence in times of both peace and conflict at the hands of their governments, their communities, and their families. The report highlights the issue of violence against women as a major problem in northern Iraq. That is an assessment that the Kurdistan Regional Government's Human Rights Minister, Yusuf Aziz, has already reached.
We come to the conclusion that violation is increasing and it is a dangerous thing. A special committee has been formed. This committee is supervised by myself, by a Minister of the Human Rights, all the members of other ministries are members of this committee to solve this problem and to study it.
Amnesty cites government figures that show 27 women were killed in Kurdistan during the four-month period from July to October 2007. Minister Aziz provided official statistics to VOA showing that the number of women killed in the first 4 months of 2008 was even higher. According to those figures, 31 women were killed in the cities of Erbil, Sulaymaniyah, and Duhok between January and May of this year. According to official figures, the number of women killed doubled between 2005 and 2006, from 59 to 118. The Human Rights Ministry says there are several underlying causes of violence against women in Kurdistan. These include poverty, lack of education, and also traditional customs that oppress women or grant men the authority to punish women if they do not abide by their family's wishes. But Aziz says the ministry is taking steps to address these root causes. One law, which permitted so-called honor killings or the premeditated murder of women who had been seen as dishonorable to their families, has been changed.
Before there was the name of honor killing in Kurdistan, now we removed it. It is a normal killing. We are cooperating with the parliament and with female NGOs to how to improve some laws which is related to the woman to make an equality between man and woman.
And Aziz says the government is working to educate people by sensitizing religious figures to human rights issues.
Every Friday, the mullah and the khatib in the mosque, they talk to the people. They said that violation against women is not according to the Islam. There is nothing in the Islam say they have to make violation against women.
Women's rights activists in the region say the violence must be addressed, and progress must also be made in female empowerment and equality in women's social, professional, political, and legal standing in Kurdistan. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.